Paul Howard has an announcement.
Council, I'd like to introduce a new hire that we have that's going to be working on scallops, Jess Megley. Jessica, if you want to stand up. She's a recent graduate of SMAST, has her master's degree now, and did her thesis on yellowtail flounder. So that we're looking forward to great things from Jessica. So please welcome her.
Okay, I'll turn it over to Jim Fair.
Thank you, and good morning. The Scallop Survey Advisory Panel met on September 3rd. The main purpose of this annual meeting is for the various researchers who are working on scallop surveys to get together and compare notes and make plans for future surveys, et cetera. We heard presentations from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, from VIMS, from the National Marine Fisheries Service Science Center, and from SMAST. These surveys were a combination of various techniques, including commercial scallop dredges, survey dredges, a towed video system called HabCam, and the drop still cam a la SMAST. All of these surveys have unique individual characteristics that have strong points, I would say. But if you combine them all together, they give us a very good picture of the scallop resource and the conditions on the grounds. In addition to that, the researchers also made some plans for the future of these surveys, and most of them are supported by the research set aside funds, and in one case, heavily supported by industry. I have a series of we didn't make motions at this meeting. We don't run it the same way as we run a traditional committee meeting. It's done mostly by consensus, but we had a series of five recommendations that were put out. These are all in the report that was prepared by Andy Applegate. It should be behind tab 4. It was sent out yesterday, or put out yesterday. The first of these is, and again, these are recommendations, to develop and provide recommendations on a benchmark assessment term of reference to evaluate scallop survey methodology to the NRCC through the council process. This task would be accomplished through email follow-up during the fall of 2009. So these folks are going to go back to their various labs and come up with some recommendations that could be used in the assessment. To develop a comparative data products and processing flow chart for 2009 Nantucket Lightship Area Surveys to be used during the dredge calibration, peer review, and survey evaluation during the benchmark assessment. Number three, to develop a final or interim SSAP report which would summarize progress made to improve survey design and implementation, and to describe the outlook of the SSAP towards implementation of future scallop survey technologies. Number four, to develop recommendations on future scallop survey platforms, possibly including a designed scallop survey vessel to conduct scallop research, either by charter or consortium ownership. And number five, to develop advice and recommendations on future scallop research needs and priorities, including an expansion to include supplemental surveys, bycatch, invasive species monitoring, and scallop predation and mortality effects. One thing that struck me in this meeting was the utility of these surveys in how how useful they're going to be in terms of things like habitat mapping, tracking of these some of these invasive species like the invasive tunicates that are affecting the scallop areas right now and in a very adverse way. But the ability to cover large areas of bottom with these video surveys will give us a good idea of how that organism is spreading, and it'll also be very helpful, I think, when we get into our habitat mapping exercise. So I think it was a very valuable meeting. Thank you.
Any questions for Jim? Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, Jim, the Northeast Fisheries Science Center is moving forward with an initiative to embrace the HABCAM procedure for surveying scallops. It's an innovative approach. I haven't seen any video or any preliminary results as to the success of that HABCAM work to date. Perhaps the advisory panel has. Have you seen any results of that particular survey work? How far they progressed? Prospects for our being able to use that tool in the near future? So have the advisors received a look at that yet?
Yes, we had a fairly complete presentation, including some of the streaming video from the last survey. As I said before, it should be extremely useful for survey purposes, in combination with the traditional dredge surveys, because all the scientists there agreed that you still need a sample of the scallops and a combination of video and dredging to get a good survey.
I didn't quite hear that. The scientists said the combination is required. That would be the video work as well as scallop survey work. What about the tripod work, the work that's been done by SMAS? Was that considered to be, as well, a very important component of scallop research?
But let me say, in my maybe Andy can help me out here, but in my estimation, one or both of those visual surveys is a good adjunct to the dredge survey. I don't think at this point in time anyone's going to say that one is better than the other, but certainly the combination of having visual counts of what's on the bottom, in addition to the dredging either by commercial vessel or by a survey dredge was deemed to be the most useful in terms of scallop survey.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to some continued discussion by the scientists in particular, I guess, regarding the importance of the SMAS work specifically, that I still consider to be, the best available tool for our assessing scallop abundance. That, of course, in concert, in combination with the evolving HABCAM work that you indicated shows great promise. So I hope that eventually we'll get to the point where we can get a good scientific consensus as to, what survey work needs to be done, continued. That would make it a lot easier for us to know where funds should go, for example.
That will be the future work of this panel would be to try to come up with an ideal survey approach, including what type of a vessel would be necessary to do it.
So, just following up on that, Dr. Pierce, you're suggesting that at a certain point we're going to have to determine which one lives and which one withers on the vine?
Yeah, my concern is that one approach right now may be withering on the vine, and inappropriately so, which is why I continue to welcome scientific review and assessment of the different techniques so that we council members will know what tools will be used in the future, and if we're going to lose some some important science because of our favoring, because of the favoring of one tool over another, then we need to know that. We need to understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we need to be careful here. I think the use of the term the NEFC scientist embracing the HABCAM is a little bit too strong. There is the HABCAM, there's the tripod, the SMAS survey. There's also some work that we're doing with OAR and the Office of Naval Research looking at AUVs. So we're actually broadening the search for technology for moving this benthic assessment survey, not just the scallop survey, forward. So I think that we haven't made any decisions. You're absolutely right. We can't embrace one over the other until we find out what actually is the best technology. I think that's where we're headed. That's certainly where the Science Center is headed, looking at a series of different technologies. And I think it's too strong to say that the Science Center is embracing one over the other. But I think that we will move forward, and we do need to have a side-by-side-by-side comparison of these surveys and decide, you know, if there's a combination of the gears that work, we use one withers, or another technology takes the place of all of them. We don't know yet. We do know that there does need to be some ground truthing, whether that's done on a research vessel, our research vessel, a commercial vessel, or UNAL's one of the university vessels is something that we're looking at as well, because it does need to be the ground truthing.
Andy?
Yes, the question in part is going to be answered in the term of reference for the next benchmark assessment. And the SSAP discusses its role in contributing information to that. This past year, the survey research included a lot of side-by-side comparisons, particularly in the Nantucket Lightship area, and also working with the HABCAM data technology covering the same toes as the SHARP enclosed area too. And so your question and peer review of that information of its utility and efficiency I see is being answered in the upcoming benchmark assessment next June. Beyond that, the SSAP would have an integral role in developing an integrated survey, which might include portions of the various technologies in one integrated survey.
Okay, I guess we'll stay tuned. I focus on the final paragraph of the report, which seems to indicate that the SSAP had a discussion about expanding its role, which currently the priorities are to estimate scallop abundance and exploitable biomass, you know, focusing on those questions and moving into other issues such as bycatch, monitoring the prevalence and distribution of invasive species, monitoring scallop health, meat quality, predation, characterizing and monitoring habitat quality. So then it goes on to say that the SSAP agreed to develop via email recommendations on changes in survey-based research priorities. So is that the next thing you're going to do?
A lot of these issues are going to be followed up by email, possibly another meeting this fall, but including perhaps some advice, expect some advice in terms of expanding the role of the scallop survey research to provide a broader array of information.
Paul Howard.
As you recall, Mr. Chairman, the Trawl Survey Advisory Panel started off well, but then was terminated because of a number of issues. And we refocused the SSAP to be exactly that. It gives advice to the Northeast Fishery Science Center, and the terms of reference should come from the Science Center for what they want our SSP to look at. So if we're going to act differently and act more like a committee that'll take direction from the council, we should refocus that and have a discussion. But right now, the council agreed that it would take direction and terms of reference from the Science Center and not go off like a regular committee.
I think that's a fair characterization of where we are now, but it seems to me that the what we're hearing from the SSAP is that they'd like to broaden their focus. So I guess I would recommend that, with the council's concurrence, that you go through the process that's outlined through email, trying to focus some of the descriptions on what other issues the SSAP would like to work on, and then work with the Science Center to see how they feel about it. And then when you go through that process, I'd ask that you bring it back here so we can look at it, unless there's an objection. Okay. Anything else on SSAP? Okay. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Andy. Moving right into scallops, unless you need a break to set up. 5-minute break.